It's fairly simple. When you hear those words, you know that you're in for it. There's not much to it. That's what he said to me as Ben handed me a caulk gun from the supply trailer. This was about 4 years ago when our church sent a volunteers in mission team down to Crisfield, Maryland on the eastern shore to provide some much needed recovery help after Hurricane Sandy. You might remember this. We arrived about 4 years after the storm herself had blown across the low-lying shorelands and much of the East Coast. Our help was still needed after restoration and hope had almost passed the area by. Hundreds of teams had already preceded us with hands-on work and indeed lots of love of Jesus. We saw their names on the walls of the bunks where we slept with Sharpies. And our team had come near the end when the volunteer missions had their time in Crisfield. The field office was preparing to move down towards West Virginia. You all might recall that the youth then followed soon after with a West Virginia trip of their own later that summer. But for now, our group of eight from West Grove was focused on putting our hands to work. Back at the supply trailer, Ben patiently and efficiently was giving multiple folks a crash course in the equipment and exactly what needed to be done, we anticipated, at these various houses, the repairs to prepare us for the projects. Follow-ups he would be driving around in the pickup would be later in the day. Hands-on with building ramps and putting in windows, caulking around was the docket for our short weekend. My lesson in caulking probably rivaled about a television commercial in length. I'm sure that I did not have enough information, and I stood looking at that caulking gun. How was I going to put that little bit of information into practice? If only he would have stayed a little bit longer, given me a bit more information. If only I could have practiced a little bit on something a little bit less important than somebody else's windows. If only someone with a little more experience was doing the job. It was easy to come up with a list of if-onlys as I stood there staring, wishing it was a different set of circumstances. I'm confident that Miss Eula, the homeowner we were going to help, had hoped that Hurricane Sandy, the one that ripped off the ramp to her house she needed for her husband, and the one that rattled her windows, had been a different set of circumstances too. She'd been living with her house in shambles for a couple of years now, and parts of her windows were still on the yard as we pulled up. Today began the chance she had patiently waited for. It was her turn on the list. Ultimately, I decided it was a bit like decorating cakes. I'd done that once or twice using the caulk gun, and I'd embrace the challenge. Alongside the teammates who knew an awful lot more about this than I did, we worked together, placing it steadily in the sill and filling the space of the window. We put in four windows, and I caulked, I hope it's still holding, Miss Eula. We got better as time went on. I wonder if this is what it was like to be with Jesus for those disciples, teaching and preparation, and then being sent out on your own. For 3 years, Jesus taught and he healed. He preached and he baptized. He proclaimed. He prepared them. They traveled with him, and others followed along. There were those who supported Jesus financially and those who fed him along the way. And as he promised, it went exactly this way. They hung on his word. They listened. They heard the stories of the parables of the lost coin and the sheep, the feedings of the thousands, the stories of who God is and how his mission would be fulfilled on earth. And when he died, as he said he would, they felt puzzled and unsure, betrayed, and alone, hesitant, and hopeless. But all was not lost as they supposed. Just like he said, 3 days later, the resurrection occurred, and as he promised, the resurrection fulfilled the promises of Scripture. He crisscrossed the area. We've been talking about it all this Eastertide with resurrection appearances, confirming their suspicion that they were not alone. Jesus was alive, resurrected from the grave. He conquered death and sin. And 40 glorious days between Easter Day and the shock when the risen Christ was palpable, Jesus ascended into heaven. Jesus taught them all what they needed to know, like a final lecture, greatest hits, and fielded questions. Just like Moses, who blessed the people before death, Jesus blesses the people upon time of ascension. At the edge of the town of Bethany, Jesus stood at the highest point and rose into the clouds. I wonder if you've seen it. There's a meme going around the web right now that Jesus started working from home right around the time of ascension. Good luck to all of us who've been working from home for the last 10 weeks. We could tell Jesus, watch out for the snacks. And there's always traffic in the hallways. Prayers for those of us who continue to work from home and school children. We're in the home stretch, friends. It's almost done. And prayers for those who continue without employment. There's profound comfort in knowing that God, God's own self, relates to us. And we relate to God. So on Ascension Day, we have good news and we have bad news. The bad news, let's take it first, is that Jesus is no longer bodily among us here on earth. As the Apostles' Creed taught us to say, Jesus ascends to the right hand of God Almighty, where he comes to judge the living and the dead. The good news is that God is with us in spirit and in truth. Jesus is now head over all things. Next week, we, you and I, celebrate Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit to the early church and to us today, the continuation of God's presence and comfort, encouragement and conviction, God's very power among us. Jesus sits at that place of power with God. God, through Jesus, has accomplished all. And the ministry of the church is the extension of that work. The conclusion of Jesus' earthly ministry is the launch of the church. You see, Ascension Day is a festival. It's an occasion for a raucous celebration. A solemn hymn isn't quite enough joy for this day. Jesus, who was once dead, is alive and risen into heaven. all is well. The powers of death and destruction, of darkness and suffering, all of this is under his feet. God's way will triumph ultimately and fully. The Lord our God is an awesome God. When we say that Jesus is head over all, we confirm that you and I, we know that God is in control. And Jesus is redeeming the world, and the Holy Spirit is creative and reigns. Ascension Day is a celebration, and then our call to action. It's our turn now, church. Ascension Day is like a soft opening, if you will, for the church. The launch party in full will be Pentecost. Hold on for that. But as disciples and followers, we know it's ours to fulfill. We have a solid foundation in Jesus, who has given us to grow and thrive. We heard the question, why do you stand looking towards heaven? Jesus will come in the same way that you saw him go. And as disciples, we don't just stand and wait for Jesus to return. We get about the work of the missional body of Christ. The body of Christ reaching into the world in Jesus' name. The deployed body of Christ, already taught, already blessed, and already sent. The church never, friends, was about the building. Jesus' followers were always on a mission. I can remember the day that I learned that graduation was called the commencement exercises. It was in the spring of 1999. And I was preparing for my high school graduation. And I can remember a group of us gathered in my homeroom, and we were puzzled. Why, when we'd clearly finished, we were done high school, we were sure, why was this the beginning of something? I'd already achieved everything. I was sure of it. I was a great student. I was a good performer. I was a community service advocate. I was a decent athlete. Why was this an exercise in beginning? I've since graduated from two additional institutes of higher education, and I've just started to glimpse that wisdom. Like ascension, graduation makes the shift from the reception of knowledge and guided practice to the free fall launch into the commencement, the beginning of usage and application. Because it's now your turn. It's now our turn. Jesus blesses us with power to receive repentance of others and the forgiveness of sins, and then zeroes in on the task we have. You are my witnesses from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. Like when the caulk gun was placed in my hand. We are filled, you and I, sometimes with hesitation and with caution. Lean not on your own understanding. You've been taught. And through the ascended Lord Jesus, who has all things under his feet, he will always be with you. Be the church in the world. This, my friends, is the gospel. It's good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.